Good morning. 7:45 a.m. I think. I'm sure things are... looks like things are recording. Yep, okay. Yeah, no, 7:55 a.m. 7:55 a.m. I've been walking for 18 minutes. And I've got about 20 minutes more to go. So, it's October the 12th, 2014. Today is my birthday. I was born this day 62 years ago, 1952. It's a little daunting. I'm going to talk about getting old today, I think. I don't really have a lot else to talk about. Yeah, but it's a little daunting because my vision of what somebody who's 60, 62 is not what my vision of myself is. Not my vision of me. And yet there's a lot of it that that applies. It's you know, I've got gray hair, what little hair I have left. My beard is rather gray. There's still a few dark hairs growing in here and there, but it's mostly gray. And most of my hair on my head is gone. Tomorrow I'm gonna go and get what's there scraped back a little bit because it looks really crappy right at the moment. And there's a certain amount of vanity involved because I want to look good. I don't really want to look like a crazy old man. I may be a crazy old man, but I don't want to look like one. And with my hair sticking out and curling up and got a ducktail, back of my head is growing hair quite furiously, so I've got this sort of old man's pigtail back there, except I don't have it gathered up. So I'm gonna go get it shaved back and maybe get a number 3 buzz cut on it or something just to chop it back a bit. And there are days when I feel quite fragile. There's a fragility that comes with advanced years that and there I'm. I've talked about this before. It's like, oh, really? Do I want to go do that in this weather? The answer is I'm going to try to do it more, whether or not. You're going to have to be a little careful in the winter, just because of the ice and snow. But it's getting to the stage where I can wear my parka. My parka is largely weatherproof. In terms of precipitation, it's still... when it's cold, it's still damn cold. So, yeah. Yesterday's progress, I got Captain Chair converted to... PDF for upload to CreateSpace. 420 pages, holy crap. I got the ISBN numbers assigned. I gotta work on the cover today. The wraparound cover that has to go on. And one of the things I discovered was that GIMP, which is my preferred cover massager of choice, GIMP now has a new version that exports. And one of the things it exports to is PDF. It always, you know, it's one of these things where I could have sworn it did a PDF before. I was so sure that it did PDF before because I remember proving to somebody that their secure PDFs weren't by bringing it into GIMP, changing the text of it, and then saving it back as a PDF. And they were so sure that you, nobody could doctor their documents. Nobody could change their documents. That's like, well, that's silly. So anyway, yeah, also one of those things. So I gotta get the PDF, gotta get the barcode, I gotta get the back cover blurb on it, and then I can do the upload. The upload's due, according to my timetable, very comfortable timetable, but upload is due on Tuesday. But I also want to do the ebook for South Coast this week. So I've got two books that need to get uploaded to CreateSpace, and then I also have this other book I need to deal with. So this is going to be an interesting challenge this week to see if given a whole week, rather than just a couple of days, but given a whole week of working to a schedule, can I actually deliver? One of the things that I've discovered in my reading is that there is this honeymoon period where people who discover they have ADD or ADHD. Go through a period where they do everything. A lot like what I'm doing. Except that it doesn't generally last. There's a fallback period. And I fully expect that to happen. What I'm trying to do is to keep the schedule loose enough and uninvasive enough that I'm able to do what I need to do and still not feel like I'm giving up on me, that life has become a job, that living is work. One of the things that I've enjoyed over the last few months, it's hard to believe that I actually might have enjoyed some of it, but is the understanding that you can really have some fun. That, particularly for somebody like me who does creative work, who no longer has to deal with having a boss or answering to an outside authority. The downside, of course, is that not answering to an outside authority is I don't have structure. And the upside is not answering to an outside authority means I don't have a structure. I can pretty much do what I want. And I have for several months. So, you know, now it's time to dig in again. And I really like the feeling. I really like the feeling of, okay, I got two books almost ready. I got one book out. I got galleys coming in. I got a tea order that's going to be delivered tomorrow, so I can actually follow through on some of my... I think I need to cut back a little bit on caffeine. I'll still do coffee in the morning, because coffee's a comfort food. I'll still make coffee when I want it. But tea is... Tea is perfectly satisfactory to me. Tea is quite lovely. And the... what's the phrase? The slowing things down, the being here now, the working with intent. I can't just slop some beans and coffee or some tea and water into a brewer and come back 5 minutes later and have tea. Tea at my house is sort of ritualistic. It's I boil the water on the stove. I don't have a magic teapot that keeps the water hot all the time. And I have a very small pot, so when I make a pot of tea, it's a small pot, and I time it. I use a timer, and I stand with it while I'm waiting. And I use that time to read, or check email, or look at my phone, or talk to the wife, or whatever. But there's a kind of ritual involved. There's an intent. There's a being there that's involved. Good morning. Good morning. And so, particularly in the afternoon and the evening, when I want something warm to drink, I can have a cup of tea. I ordered some Rubios, and I ordered some spearmint. Because I like spearmint. I like spearmint better than peppermint. It doesn't have the candy flavor. And I got a pound of Golden Monkey, which is the household favorite black tea. It really is. So I've got tea coming tomorrow. I've got a bunch of tasks on my to-do list for tomorrow. I've got to get a haircut. I got to go to the bank. I got to get the car fixed. I figure tomorrow, Mondays are not known for my walking. And I've been given serious consideration to ask my therapist if I can shift my meetings to 9 o'clock, Monk Post, instead of 8 o'clock. Because that will mean that every morning I will have this time block free. Every morning. And I won't have to work around getting kids to school or going to my therapy or whatever. Well, the other side of that is that generally I don't go for a walk afterwards because, A, I forget. Hush. A, I forget. And B, in the summertime, it's by 9 o'clock, 9:30. It's really too hot. But it's not summer anymore. It's fall. The leaves are turning. Oh, look here. Speaking of turning leaves. The leaves are turning. So, going for my walk at 9:30, might not be a bad idea. Change it up a little bit. Get a little different view of the lighting. So, we'll see. One day at a time. I'm not going to be able to change next week's anyway, just because she's booked pretty solidly. Little dogs. Woman talking on her phone. Walking her dogs. Oh, this really is a pretty street. It's long, and it's a, what did I say, 4/8, 4/10 of a mile. And there's a lot of uniformly sized trees because they were all planted at about the same time. And they've all changed. They've almost all changed. It's quite pretty. It's quite fallish. It's nothing like New England. That's the thing about this place. It's nothing like New England. To begin with, there's sky. In New England, there isn't any sky. It's very difficult to find sky in New England. The horizon is right there. Unless you're out at sea, in which case there's no trees. But, yeah. It's beautiful. So, yeah. Building an exoskeleton for my mind. And what I'm trying to do with it, I'm going back to where I started and then had a little side trip. And if you think of all the times that you've heard me do that. The thing that I'm trying to do is build it in slowly. And to create a structure that I can live with long term. And part of that is recognizing that while ADD is considered a disability, it also brings with it some advantages. And it's, if you look at what I've managed to accomplish so far, and where I've come from, and how I've done what I've done, it's largely because I've got ADD. I'm pretty much convinced of it, and I'm looking forward to talking it over with my therapist tomorrow. But I'm pretty well convinced. A lot of the early childhood stuff in particular, I'm reading these case studies of kids who, you know, have this condition, and the comments that come to them as they're growing up. Nicknames they were given. And it's bringing back a lot of memories that I had, I'm not going to say suppressed, because they didn't strike me as being terrible to begin with. Although, it could very well be that it's sort of what has formed my my attitude about the opinions of other people. And that it's silly to take criticism from an idiot as anything other than noise. And it makes me sound arrogant. My wife always calls me arrogant. That most criticisms that are flung that way are from people who are perhaps well-meaning, but nevertheless ill-informed. So yeah, a lot of stuff. So I need to build a structure that gives me a framework that I can work in, that I can live in. The positive feelings of accomplishment, I need to keep those going. They're really easy right now because converting a book into paperback is like really the smallest of the tasks. It will get more tedious as I have to go through and read them all and mark them up and then make the changes and then reissue them. But I've got to get it done by year end because I've got this thing coming up in January. So there's a definite goal. There's a deadline that's not just me. There's a deadline that is more meaningful than, oh yeah, I'd like to have them done by the end of the year. No, actually I need to have them done by the end of the year because I'm going to be guest of honor and I really need to take some books down with me. So yeah, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to walk in or not, or when or if, or whether or not I'll just say, you know, I've got a lot of odd stuff going on today. I'm not going to do it today. So I'll cross that bridge tomorrow. Don't be surprised if I don't do the walk. Let's put it that way. And after saying I was going to talk about getting old, I haven't really talked too much about getting old. The ADD is significant in that I was beginning to think that perhaps early onset Alzheimer's was not out of the question. It's still not out of the question, but one of the symptoms that I've been trying to deal with the last few months is forgetfulness. And, you know, forgetting. You go to the kitchen, you forget what you've gone to the kitchen for. You go back to the bedroom, you can't remember what you were doing there. And you go back to the kitchen, and you can't remember why you were going to the kitchen. And then you go downstairs, and you realize that, oh, yeah, you need a cup of coffee. So it's one of those things, like trying to come up with words. I can't think of words the way I used to anymore. They used to just roll out. And now I have to stop every once in a while and think, what's that word? What's that person's name? You know, if I don't think about it, if I try not to, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to talk about it and it'll come out, and it does. But I was like, not too long ago, I went to the gas station and had to put the credit card in and ask for your zip code number. And I couldn't remember my zip code. Now, I've lived here for 20 years, and I couldn't remember the zip code. I'd ask my daughter. That's because I got my brain stuck on my telephone number. And then the only way I could get it off my telephone number was to get it stuck on my social security number. And neither of those was a zip code. and I couldn't pull it. I just could not do it. It's very distressing. But it's also not inconsistent with ADD, where your attention gets fixated on something and then you can't shift it. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.